KJAN Sports.
Time now for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports. It's being brought to you here this morning by Atlantic Collision Center at 108 Cedar Street. Let Doug Town help you today at Atlantic Collision Center.
Having to deal with a vehicle that has been in a collision is pretty tough. The last thing you need is an auto body shop that tries to take you for a ride with ridiculous high rates and workmanship.
When you need to have your car taken care of, bring it into Atlantic Collision Center. Doug Town has 25 years of experience with 14 years right here in Atlantic.
Doug is with your vehicle from start to finish and makes your satisfaction the number one priority of Atlantic Collision Center. That means your repairs will be explained to you in plain English. It means Atlantic Collision Center will work with your insurance company for you. It also means Atlantic Collision Center will back each repair with their PPG certification and will even pick your vehicle up if you can't drive it. Atlantic Collision Center pledges to treat you fairly and with respect. It's just that simple. And so is calling them for an appointment. 712-243-7757 or drop by 108 Cedar Street in Atlantic. Atlantic Collision Center. You could take your vehicle somewhere else, but you've already had one accident.
Taking a look at area high school volleyball scores from last night's action. In the Hawkeye 10, it was Denison Schleswig with a 3-0 win over Atlantic. Harlan with a 3-0 winner over Glenwood, and they also topped St. Albert's 3-0. St. Albert was a winner over Glenwood as well, 3-0. Lewis Central, a 3-2 winner over Kemper Catholic. Red Oak topped Clarinda 3-2. And Shenandoah, 3-2 winner over Creston. In Western Iowa volleyball play last night, Griswold, a 3-1 winner over Logan Magnolia. IKM Manning, the sweep over Audubon. Missouri Valley swept AHST. And Tri-Center, a 3-1 winner over Trainer. And Underwood, a 3-0 winner over Riverside. In Rolling Valley play, Booyer Valley a 3-1 winner over Lydon-Ralston. It was Coon Rapids Bayard over West Harrison, 3-0. Exira EHK, 3-0 over Charter Oak Ute. And Peyton Sherdan was a 3-0 winner over Adair KC. Other high school volleyball scores from last night's play, East Union 3-2 over Mount Air. Grandview Park Baptist shut out West Central Valley. It was Guthrie Center a 3-1 winner over Earlham. Nottoway Valley swept Lenox. Stanton a 3-0 winner over Essex. Woodward Granger 3-0 over Panorama. Southwest Valley a 3-1 winner over Bedford. And Fremont Mills a 3-0 sweep over Nishnabotna. In a cross-country action last night at the Woodbine Cross Country Invitational on the varsity boys' side, it was St. Albert taking home the team title with 34 team points, followed by Booyer Valley with 55. Riverside, Tri-Center, and Logan Magnolia round out the top five there. Individually, Max Ross of St. Albert was the champion with a time of 17:33. He was ahead of teammate Fred Hug with a 17:43 time there in second place. Jake Weber of Booyer Valley was in third. Gus Dahl of St. Albert in fourth, and Wyatt Schultz of Logan Magnolia in fifth. On the girls' side, St. Albert took home the team crown with a total of 67 team points. Tri-Center in second with 100 team points. Audubon, Missouri Valley, and Trainer round out the top five. Michelle Mum of Tri-Center was the individual champion, ran a time of 16:11. That was 18 seconds faster than Megan Dice of Audubon in second place. Alexis Cook of Missouri Valley was in third, followed by Megan Mosk of Woodbine and J.C. Martin of St. Albert. In a college of football notes, Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz says the off week came at the right time for his team. The Hawkeyes had several players injured in Saturday's 26-14 loss to Michigan State.
You know, we've been really fortunate this year, thus far at least, and lost a handful of guys Saturday, which didn't help anything, and but I guess if continue on the line of a good vibe, maybe if we're lucky at all, it's the fact that I think all the guys have a chance to be pretty good by the end of the week. So if we were playing Saturday, we'd probably be in some trouble. But hopefully by the end of the week, early next week, we should be good.
Ferentz says the off week should allow them to heal before an October 19th visit to fourth-ranked Ohio State. Iowa is 4-2 after a loss to Michigan State, and Ferentz says he likes the potential of his team heading into the second half of the season.
We were all disappointed with Saturday. That wasn't much fun, and would have been great to go into the bye week with 5 wins, but we came up short, played a really good football team. So, the big thing is this team's really worked hard. We've had great leadership since last November, and they've been a lot of fun to work with and coach, and they're working hard, trying hard. It wasn't a matter of effort on Saturday, and so we'll lick our wounds a little bit and see what we can do to improve and try to play our best football here you know, the last six games, but more importantly, the next four games is where our focus will be.
A year ago, the Hawkeyes were 4-2 before losing their final six games, but Ferentz believes this is a much more talented team.
But, you know, time will tell, and that's everybody wants to predict the future, and I know that's part of what everybody does, fans, media, everybody, but there is no way to predict the future, but I can just say I think all of us feel this is a better football team. We're a more capable team right now.
Ferentz says he may change the way the Hawkeyes handle punt returns. For the second time this season, the Hawks were burned by a fake punt in the loss to the Spartans. Texas wide receiver Mike Davis has issued an apology for a cut block against an Iowa State defender that drew a personal foul penalty a day after saying that he'd do the same thing again. Davis was penalized for his block on Deion Broomfield and was publicly reprimanded by the Big 12 for the play last Thursday. On Monday, Davis said he was glad Broomfield wasn't hurt. He said the play called for him to block the defender, but he suggested Broomfield wasn't playing hard and deserved the cut block at his left knee. Davis said, "I'd do the same thing in a similar situation." In a statement released Tuesday, Davis says he didn't want to hurt Broomfield. He apologized to the player and Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlesby. The UNI football team is dealing with two significant losses. The Panthers fell to number one North Dakota State on Saturday and also lost leading tackler Jake Farley for the season as the linebacker broke two bones in his leg. UNI coach Mark Farley, Jake's father, says that Jake is expected to make a full recovery.
Jake's doing good. That was a tough deal, serious injury. He had surgery that night and in Fargo, and he'll make a full recovery. It was as good of could come out of that, came out of it. He didn't have any ligament tears, any joint problems. It's just he broke both bones in his lower leg and ended up putting a rod in his leg. So it came out well. We had a great surgeon and came out as good as it could.
That's the second time that Farley has suffered a broken leg. The first came prior to Farley's transfer to UNI in the preseason of 2011 when he was a true freshman at Kansas. Farley says there's no way to deny that it felt different seeing his son suffer such a serious injury. Farley is the third starter that UNI has lost to a season-ending injury already this year. Coach Farley says his squad is becoming very adept to overcoming adversity.
We've faced a lot of adversity, not just Jake's, but we've had some other ones from Brett LeMaster and a lot of others along the way. But this team has sacrificed a lot, and yet they continue to battle. So I expect this to... This is one of those things that, you know, perseverance will and that work and that sacrifice they gave up will pay dividends if we can get them back to the level again by Saturday. So that'll be our job as a coaching staff and as a team.
The Panthers host Southern Illinois for their homecoming game on Saturday afternoon. Stanford football coach David Shaw has emphatically fired back at Steve Sarkisian after the Washington coach accused the Cardinal of faking injuries. Shaw opened his portion of the Pac-12 coaches teleconference with a carefully crafted statement saying that we don't fake injuries, we never have and we never will. I don't condone it, I don't teach it, I don't allow it. He called Sarkisian's allegations unprofessional and pointed out that the only defensive coach he knows of who has told his players to fake injuries works on Washington's staff. South Carolina coach Steve Spurrier says injured All-American Jadeveon Clowney is working hard so he can play against Arkansas Saturday. Spurrier says he'll know later this week if Clowney has recovered enough from a strained muscle near his ribcage to get back on the field. Since the defensive end said shortly before kickoff last Saturday against Kentucky that he was in too much pain to play, there have been questions about whether the potential number one pick in next year's NFL draft was shutting it down for the season. A Cincinnati freshman football player hurt in a traffic accident that killed a teammate last month has been upgraded in an intensive care unit. Receiver Mark Barr has been changed from a serious to stable condition at University of Cincinnati Medical Center, and a school spokesman said Tuesday that doctors are encouraged by his slow but steady progress. Freshman offensive lineman Ben Flick was killed in the one-vehicle accident on the way back from a game against Miami University in Oxford, Ohio, last month. And the Atlanta Falcons Pro Bowl receiver Julio Jones will go for a second opinion on his injured foot amid concerns he could miss the rest of the season. Coach Mike Smith says the initial report on Jones's foot was not encouraging. Jones injured his foot during last night's 38-28 loss to the New York Jets, which dropped the Falcons to 1-4 and four games behind first-place New Orleans in the NFC South. That was on Monday night. The NFL will play three regular season games at London's Wembley Stadium next year, hosted by the Jaguars, Falcons, and Raiders. Dates and opponents for the games will be announced when the schedule is completed next year. And New Orleans, Indianapolis, and Minneapolis are the three finalists to host Super Bowl 2018. Those cities were selected from a pool of six at the NFL owners' meeting on Tuesday. New Orleans is seeking its 11th Super Bowl. Minnesota hosted one in 92, and Lucas Oil Stadium is bidding to be the first cold weather stadium to host two Super Bowls. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Having to deal with a vehicle that has been in a collision is pretty tough. The last thing you need is an auto body shop that tries to take you for a ride with ridiculous high rates and workmanship.
When you need to have your car taken care of, bring it into Atlantic Collision Center. Doug Town has 25 years of experience with 14 years right here in Atlantic.
Doug is with your vehicle from start to finish and makes your satisfaction the number one priority of Atlantic Collision Center. That means your repairs will be explained to you in plain English. It means Atlantic Collision Center will work with your insurance company for you. It also means Atlantic Collision Center will back each repair with their PPG certification and will even pick your vehicle up if you can't drive it. Atlantic Collision Center pledges to treat you fairly and with respect. It's just that simple. And so is calling them for an appointment. 712-243-7757 or drop by 108 Cedar Street in Atlantic. Atlantic Collision Center. You could take your vehicle somewhere else, but you've already had one accident.
In the Major League Baseball playoffs yesterday, the Boston Red Sox have played themselves into the ALCS for the 10th time, doing it on excellent pitching and a few timely hits. Shane Victorino singled home the tie-breaking run, and Xander Bogaerts scored twice as the Red Sox pulled out a 3-1 win over Tampa Bay in the Game 4 of the Division Series. The Rays led 1-0 until Bogaerts scored the tying run on a wild pitch. Moments before, Victorino drove in Jacoby Ellsbury, Dustin Pedroia, and added a sacrifice fly in the ninth to cap the scoring. The Detroit Tigers trailed 3-0 and were still looking for their first hit of the afternoon before everything broke right for them. The Tigers have forced a fifth game in the ALDS by rallying for an 8-6 win over the Oakland Athletics. The game turned on Johnny Peralta's game-tying three-run homer in the fifth inning after Detroit collected back-to-back singles. The Tigers tied the score again in the seventh on a solo blast by Victor Martinez. The A's argued that the home run shouldn't count because of fan interference, but it was upheld following video review. Detroit finally went ahead 5-4 on Austin Jackson's RBI single later in the seventh, but the lead looked precarious once the Athletics loaded the bases against reliever Max Scherzer with nobody out in the eighth. Scherzer wiggled out of trouble by fanning the next two hitters before Alberto Colaspo lined out to center, ending that threat. And we'll have more Major League Baseball here today as Game 5 of the NLDS between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the St. Louis Cardinals will be played today. And the Cardinals are 7-1 the last 3 years when facing postseason elimination. Though this is Pittsburgh's first playoff appearance since 1992, they've looked seasoned as well. Cardinals ace Adam Wainwright starts Game 5, opposed by rookie Jarrett Cole, who pitched like an ace in his postseason debut. Statistically, the series is almost dead even. The Pirates are batting 189 and have scored 14 runs, while the Cardinals are hitting 192 with 15 runs. Most Cardinals players participated in an optional workout Tuesday. The Pirates did not work out and were scheduled to arrive later in the day. And that game will be this evening for you. We'll have that for you. 6:12, the pregame start time, and first pitch comes your way at about 7:07 here this evening as they decide that one here tonight in that decisive game number 5. Some scores from the National Hockey League last night. Pittsburgh over Carolina 5-2. Colorado beat Toronto 2-1. Philadelphia 2-1 over Florida. The Islanders beat Phoenix 6-1. Tampa Bay 3-2 over Buffalo in overtime. Nashville 3-2 over Minnesota. Vancouver beat New Jersey 3-2 in overtime. And San Jose got 4 goals from a rookie and were a 9-2 winner over the New York Rangers. That's a look at some of the latest sports here on KJN, brought to you by Atlantic Collision Center at 108 Cedar Street. Let Doug Town help you today at Atlantic Collision Center. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.